Tenacity by J.S. Law. Read by Lisa Coleman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Tuesday evening, 2nd of November, 2010.
How did you know?
Dan froze and then swallowed as she heard his voice, but she didn't turn around. She placed him as being some way away from her, across the dusty, grey stone garage floor next to the door, the only door. She knew that she had some time. This wouldn't be quick.
"Answer me, please, Dan," he said,
his voice calm, without any real trace of menace, even though it echoed in the open space. Dan turned to face him, slowly. The nausea she'd felt on hearing him speak hadn't yet diminished, and it needed to be under control when he saw her face.
"So?" he said,
his head cocked slightly to the side as he watched her. Christopher Hamilton's Royal Navy uniform was neat, his shoes polished, and the toe caps bulled to a dark sheen. His white shirt was immaculately pressed, and it contrasted perfectly with the black and gold of the lieutenant epaulettes he wore on each of his shoulders. He was clean-shaven, and his hair was cropped short, neatly gelled in place. His eyes didn't bore into her as she might have expected. They weren't reminiscent of a cat watching its prey. They were cool and blue, inquisitive. He looked so calm, was speaking as though he had all the time in the world. Looking at him, and seeing that, seeing the relaxed smile on his face...